Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening. Today's devotion is titled, Being Transformed. It's written by Catherine King and read by Sally Stovall. The scripture is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I selected this passage during a trying week in the United States. It was the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States. Charlie Kirk, a political activist, was murdered during an event on a college campus, and two high school students in Colorado were injured in yet another school shooting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. The week was a lot. But as sad as those events were, what saddened me most was the immediate finger-pointing regarding Kirk's murder. Many were rushing to assign blame before any facts were available. A man was killed. His murder was unacceptable. Children were injured in a school shooting, which is also unacceptable. But rather than mourn the fact that these events continue to occur in the United States, many choose to vilify the other. I desperately wanted the conversation to change. Then I saw this passage as a suggestive verse for a devotional. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. In verses 9 and 10 of this chapter, we read, Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another in with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Genuine love and mutual affection. Doesn't that sound like what the world and our country need right now? Our focus on loving our neighbors certainly seemed prescient in September. Charlie Kirk was our neighbor, but so is the shooter. The children in Colorado are our neighbors, but so was the young man who shot them. And those men who flew into the World Trade Center 24 years ago, yes, they were our neighbors too. Love. That is what is good and acceptable and perfect. Jesus instructed us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Let that be our litmus test. Do our posts on social media reflect love of our neighbors? Do we want people to judge us the way we are tempted to judge others? May we focus on testing and discerning rather than reacting and misconstruing. Let us pray as Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.